it's Dr. Gerter with another psychological podcast. Today's podcast is really about something you've heard a million times, and that is that smoking cigarettes is dangerous to your health. But I'm going to report probably from a different angle than what you've heard. Because, you know, everybody's heard that cigarette smoking has been linked to cancers and lung diseases and heart diseases and hormonal imbalances. And in fact, we have data to suggest that over 400,000 Americans die per year due to some medically related disease connected to cigarette smoking. But we now have some information to suggest that cigarette smoking actually lowers the smoker's intelligence. And so I want to report on this study that I came across that was completed in probably 2002. But let me go back a second to get a history on this study. It was completed by Dr. Lawrence Walley, who had support from the University of Aberdeen and the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. And what happened is Dr. Walley came across data, or maybe even created the data, on 465 individuals who were 11 years old in 1947 and completed a survey. He retested these people between 2000 and 2002 when they were approximately 64 years old. Now, the data indicated that smokers performed worse on 5 tests that measured their thinking abilities when they were compared to people who had stopped smoking cigarettes a while ago or who actually never smoked. And when other variables were controlled for, such as educational levels, occupational levels, alcohol use, smoking still appeared to have a negative effect, but on a significantly lower level. However, it was still statistically significant. So now the author here, Dr. Walley, suggests that smoking might affect what's called the oxidation process of brain neurons. Now, oxidation is the process in which cells obtain energy from oxygen, and the oxygen is needed by all cells to properly function. The brain requires a considerable amount of oxygen to keep the cells functioning and healthy. And the research seems to suggest that elements in the cigarette tobacco clog the lungs and prevent enough oxygen from entering the system. And over years and years and years of smoking, what that does is it allows, or actually it stops oxygen from getting into the bloodstream and then the brain. So if it's true that cigarettes cause oxygen to reach, stop reaching the brain, then probably there's some premature death of necessary brain cells. And this lowers the smoker's ability to think and process information. So, if it's accurate, this is just another piece of information to suggest one should stop smoking cigarettes because it kills brain cells and makes the smoker less intelligent. So again, this is Dr. Gerter, and you could read more about me or see more about me at my website at www.drsgurr.com. Bye-bye.